7,000 pounds of pork sausage has been given to the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma this week by the Oklahoma pork industry. Oklahoma Pork Council, Seaboard Foods, M2P2 Pork actually bringing together the donation. Blue and Gold Sausage Company processing all the pork into sausage at no charge. Rodney Bivens is the general manager of the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. He says it's not every day that they get this type of a fresh meat donation.
No, we don't. It's a fantastic donation, and even more so because it's a protein source, you know, and it'll go tremendously with the meals we provide to families.
When we think about this type of a gift, you know, how you actually utilize this as far as get it distributed out to as many folks as possible?
Well, we distribute food to 53 counties, through over 460 private nonprofit agencies, so that we won't have any trouble distributing the pork protein product. It'll go out tremendously.
So these, you're actually working with a lot of individual food kitchens and food groups that are actually out in the communities, right?
That's correct. Out throughout all 53 counties, we serve all the way out to the Panhandle, all the way down to southeastern Oklahoma. So it's over 460 private nonprofit organizations and faith-based organizations that will have an opportunity to get this product. Wouldn't have it otherwise.
You've been with the Regional Food Bank for several years now. Are we seeing a greater need than ever before now, or how do we compare to, say, maybe 10 years ago?
Well, we really started seeing a huge increase about 3 years ago. All of our partner agencies reporting anywhere from 30 to 50% increase in demand. And we thought that would taper off this year and decline or start going down anyway or flatten out, and it has not. Just the other day, I was talking to one of our partner agencies out in Midwest City, and they said 25% of the people they're serving, first time they've ever asked for food in their lives. So we're still seeing an uptick in the demand for product. And so this product will go a long ways to help meeting that need.
It's expected that some 35,000 meals will come out of this donation by the pork industry. Roy Lee Lindsay, executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, says this is all about giving back to the community and to the state.
Yeah, you know, we believe that we have a responsibility to invest in our communities. They've been so supportive of us, and Oklahoma's been a great place for us to build our industry and to set our roots down, if you will. And this is one way that we can give just a little bit back to our community. We figure there's about 2,800 families going to be impacted by this donation of sausage here. Plus, we had the folks at Seaboard gave us some bacon and some pork tenderloins and even a turkey breast. They own part of Butterball Turkey, if you didn't know that. And we were able to distribute those products even earlier. So we're going to reach out to a significant number of Oklahoma families, and just an easy way for us to give back a little bit to the communities that mean so much to us.
And you've actually packaged this in almost individual type servings, right?
Sure. We had a great opportunity to work with the folks at Blue and Gold Sausage this time, and our producers, the guys that raise hogs here in the state, we came together and raised the cash and worked with Blue and Gold, and they bought the product and made Blue and Gold Sausage. And so it's going to go out in the same sticks that you'd buy from your FFA chapter or whatever, but a great way for us to take a product that Oklahomans know and love and share with others who probably couldn't get it otherwise.
When we think about, you know, this type of giving back to the community, this is a way not only to give, but it's also a way to obviously, in effect, let people know the goodness of the high quality protein that we're producing.
Well, sure. I mean, we've got one of the most modern processing plants in Guymon, Oklahoma, in terms of harvesting hogs and turning it into pork to go on plates. And it's an easy way for us to just invest a little bit back to our communities, put an outstanding product on their plate, hope that they enjoy it, and something that they're not going to get very often.
Roy Lee Lindsay, executive director with the Oklahoma Pork Council. Regional Food Bank does serve more than 825 charitable feeding programs in elementary schools in 53 counties in central and western Oklahoma. Some of these locations will be getting some of this delicious Blue and Gold sausage, courtesy of the Oklahoma pork industry. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.